Welcome to day 151. We are up to Perakei Mishnah Zayin. Now, yesterday we learned that we're not allowed to sell a certain objects or certain tools to Amei Haaretz, people who are not well versed in Halacha of Shvi'is, if the thing that we're selling is something that is generally only ever used for the sort of work that is not allowed during the seventh year, because then you would violate Lifnei Iver, Lo Siti and Michshol. We don't place stumbling blocks in front of the blind, meaning we don't enable or encourage others to violate Halacha. So if there's a particular tool that is generally only ever used for things that would be permitted during the seventh year, we do not sell that to an Am Aretz. But we also saw that if it's something that could be used either for something that is not allowed, but also could be used for something that would be permitted during the seventh year, then you don't have to assume that the person's only going to use it for the usher thing, then you would be allowed to sell it. So continuing on that theme, says Mishnah Zayin, Hayotzer, one who creates pots or other sorts of vessels, Mocher Chamech Kadei Shemen V'Chamech Esrei Kadei Yayin, is allowed to sell five bottles that would hold oil and 15 bottles of that would hold wine, Shekin Darko Lahavin Min Hefker, because that is the normal amount that one would take from Hefker. What does that mean? When one is going out to the field to collect olives, to squeeze olives into oil, or grapes into wine, so the amount that one would generally acquire from Hefker, meaning the amount that we said that during Shemitah you're only allowed to bring in small amounts that would be just for your family for a little bit, but you're not allowed to store the fruits of Shviz. So the amount that a person would bring in for a short amount of time is that amount, the amount of olives that would fill five jugs of oil or 15 of wine. And that is the normal amount that you would be allowed to take during the Shviz year. But if you were to sell them more bottles, then that would be encouraging them or enabling them to take more than you should be taking during Shviz. Again, we're not allowed to store food during Shviz. So if you give them, let's say, 20 bottles to fill with wine, that would be already too much. We don't want people collecting that much during the Shviz year. Then Havi Yosar Mikan Mutter. But if they already picked that amount of fruit, they already picked more olives than that, they already picked more grapes than that, technically that's still okay. They shouldn't have, but that's okay. At that point, Mutter, you're allowed to sell them the bottles for that amount. So it's really, you don't encourage it from the beginning, but once they pick more than that, that produce is still allowed, and therefore you'd be allowed to sell them the bottles to house that the olive oil or the wine. Umocher Legoy Ba'aretz, you're allowed to sell any of these things to a or specifically in this case, the bottles, as many as you want, to a non-Jew in the land of Israel. We don't have to assume that the person is going to then sell them, resell them, to someone who is a Jew who would not keep the halachos of shmita properly. You don't have to worry about that, so you can sell whatever you need to a non-Jew. Well, Israel, b'chutz la'aretz, and you're also allowed to sell to a Jew outside of the land of Israel because they don't have any halachos of shmita. And again, we don't have to assume that they're going to resell them to people in Israel who will then use them improperly. That is Mishnah Zayin. Continuing on the same theme, says Mishnah Ches, Bishamai Omrim, says Bishamai, Lo Yimkor Lo Para Choreshes B'Shvi'is. One is not allowed to sell an ox that is ready, that is generally used for plowing during the Shvi'is year. Again, plowing would totally be not allowed during the Shvi'is year. So Bishamai says, you're not allowed to sell that ox that is trained to plow, that is generally used for plowing during the seventh year, for obvious reasons. But Beis Hill Matirin, Beis Hill allows it. Why? Because you're allowed, or it's possible that the person would not use it to plow, but would use it for slaughter, would use it for meat. There's a whole Gemara in Shor Shana HaSapara, in Bava Kama, of figuring out the cheshbon, the calculation. If one sold a cow and didn't specify what it's for, how do you determine whether it's a plowing cow or whether it's a cow for slaughter? And it might have different implications, la'alacha. So in this case, Beis Shammai says, if it's a cow that's generally used for plowing, you have to assume the person's going to use it for plowing, you're not allowed to sell it. Beis Shammai says, no, there's a possibility that the person will still use it for slaughter, and that's totally fine during Shvita, and therefore you are allowed to sell it. And that seems to be in line, by the way, with the previous, what we saw in yesterday's Mishnayos, that as long as you can use it for something else that is permitted, you'd be allowed to sell it. Continues the Mishnah. Mocher lo peros afilo b'shas zera. You're allowed to sell people produce even during the seventh year, even during the time where people would normally, if it were a normal year, would normally plant during the seventh year, or people who are not keeping Shemitah properly might plant during the seventh year. You're allowed to sell them produce. You might plant the produce in order to create trees, whatever it is. Still, you can assume that the person could also eat it, and that's also allowed during the seventh year. So you're allowed to sell. You don't have to worry that they might plant it. Umasha lo sa'aso. You're also allowed to lend someone a measuring cup that measures a sa'a of grain. Afal pishu yodeh sheyesh lo goren. Even though you know the person has a threshing floor, generally when you measure out by a threshing floor, you're measuring for the purpose of storage. You're not allowed to store produce during the seventh year. But you can also use it for measuring other sorts of things, measuring it for grinding, for cooking. And therefore, since it can be used for both things, even as something that is permitted, you're allowed to sell it, even though you think the person might use it for something something that is prohibited. And you're allowed to switch money. Sometimes you'd switch coins of higher value for coins of lesser value. And that was generally used to pay workers in a field. So you're allowed to do that on Shviz. It's likely that you're using the coins of a lesser value to pay people who are working your field illegally during Shviz, and you're not allowed to pay them for that. That is usher work. So you'd think you'd not be allowed to change that money. No, you're allowed to, because it's possible you're using it for something else. It's not the only thing you'd use it for, and therefore it's possible you're changing your money for other purposes. And says the Mishnah, finally, v'chulan b'feirush, if in any of these cases you said b'feirush, I need this for, or the person is buying it for something that is usur, that is prohibited, then asur, and then you're not allowed to sell to them. So if the person says, hey, I want to buy your ox because I need it for plowing during Shviz, then you can't say, maybe he's going to use it for the slaughter. He told you why he's using it. Therefore, you're not allowed to sell it. If someone says, I need to change money for the purpose of paying my workers to work my field during Shviz, then you cannot have that opening, that leeway to say, well, maybe they're using it for something else, and therefore it would be usher. We'll continue with Mishnah Test tomorrow.